Good day, everyone. This is Dariel Archer, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes alive. Naturalchoice.net and the Natural Choice Web Companion Guide have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, to stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me on the first and second Tuesdays at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Are you a little stiff? Feel like you're moving slower after months and months of confinement? Then you rush out and you go do all these projects and you want to just get them completed. And the next day you're moving slower than before. Our next guest says, move slower and get better. And I say, what? Move slower and get better? Nancy Heller she has so many credentials, a teacher, a speaker, a writer, an author. She practices Feldenkrais and is a teacher in the Feldenkrais method. And her book, published in 2019, I Don't Know How Long My Short-Term Memory Is, won 6 awards. Her journey of a recovery from a stroke. So here with us today is Nancy Heller.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I want to hear more of this when you say move slower and we'll get better.
It's kind of an odd concept, yes. But, you know, when you look at how we organize and how we function, we are so used to doing grand motor movement, that's big motor movement, and we're supposed to be jet pilots flying down the freeway, going down the Autobahn at 160 miles an hour. But when you stop and think, what do I see when I'm going down the Autobahn at 160 miles an hour? Nothing. Right. What do you see when you're driving a tractor on a country road?
Everything.
Everything. Exactly. So in the process of what we do in the Feldenkrais method of somatic education is that we teach, how do you reconnect all the pieces and parts that are disconnected, including how do we establish the new neural pathways in the brain so that our brain begins to heal and function more clearly? Now, I understand that there are some things that we will never recover from. Like if you have a major stroke, there are parts of that in the brain that will not recover. And that's okay. You get as much done as you can and you heal as much as you can. So when I had my incident, I was in a surgery in 2000. I lost my speech, basically. I'm one of the probably 200 or so people in the whole world that have been diagnosed with foreign accent syndrome. And that's where you sound like you have a foreign accent. You always see occasionally these articles about somebody that woke up and suddenly they're speaking, you know, German. Well, they aren't speaking German. They sound like they're speaking German because they haven't got the articulations and the consonant combinations, and the word order is askew. And it's just a process of we sound like we have a foreign accent, but we've never been to a foreign country. So it's very bizarre.
That's kind of cool. So can you tell us, what is the Feldenkrais method?
The Feldenkrais method of somatic education is an opportunity for each person to learn how they could best function. And it's done through very gentle, kind words. We guide verbally. It's classes or individuals. It's called awareness through movement. And we do also a hands-on, which is called functional integration. And what you do is you guide somebody through patterns of movement to bring them back into the system. We sit for hours and hours and hours, and then we go to stand up and we can hardly get out of the chair. Our head is so tilted forward that if you look at it from a physics point of view, your body weight is out of skew. And then you wonder why your toes have hammer toes and you're having all these feet problems and you have psoas problems and you have all this muscular problems. It's because we need to organize through the skeleton. We need to organize our bone structure, which is where everything is attached. Every muscle attaches to the skeleton. So when you organize the skeleton, then the musculature can function the way it's supposed to.
So in these gentle movements, and you're getting everybody to talk to everybody, the skeleton and that, is it also like repattering the brain, or is it making those connections from the muscles and the tendons and the nerve to the brain to make a cleaner connection?
There are neural pathways in our system. There are little readers of our nervous system at the ends of all the bones. And there is the nervous system. And we always think muscles, because that's what we're trained to think about. Nobody thinks about the vagal nerve, for example, which goes from the bottom of your sacrum to your brain stem, which actually feeds every single organ in the body. So if we don't move our spine, which is the vagal nerve goes along the front side of the spine toward the inside of your body. And when you move your spine, the vagal nerve innervates every single organ in your body. But when we lock in and we're stiff in our spine, or we don't use parts of our spine, then we wonder why we have problems in our digestive tract, or we have problems in our lungs, or our heart, our pancreas, whatever. It's because the vagal nerve feeds all of those organs. And when you do very slow, soft movement through the spine, like undulations, the whole system feeds all the way out to the ends of your fingers, to the ends of your toes, to your brain. And everybody starts to connect within this matrix of billions of cells. We don't think about this because we think stretch a muscle. If I stretch this muscle, I'm going to be fine. It's going to quit hurting. Well, most of people are stretching a muscle that is overstretched already. It's not the contracted muscle they're stretching. Like if you're leaning forward and then you pull your arms forward, then you're stretching muscles that are already stretched to about the end of what they can possibly do. If you have a collapse in your chest and your head is forward, you need to open the front instead of stretch the back.
I say, so this is all, you're imploding in the front and you're overstretched in the back, and we need to like equal it out at where everybody comes back into alignment. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
I call it organization rather than alignment, because okay, alignment sounds kind of like weird. I think if okay, you can organize yourself well, like women, we have our little tail feathers stuck out prior to our birth. It is a biological procreation pattern for our species that we come out with this little arch in our back, which is fine, except for the fact when you age, you have this little low back pain all the time. Men have their pelvis tucked under a little bit. Again, a biological procreation of our species thing, because hello. And, you know, so as you age, men age, then they go through menopause, then their pelvis tips over as they stop producing happy children. And then they end up with all this low back problems as they age, and prostate problems. So if we can learn to put our feet on the floor, and then rather than putting them all tucked up under us or on the legs of the chair, if you put your feet on the floor and then slowly, ever without moving your feet very much, pull your heels together a little bit, you will rotate the femurs into the pelvis. The pelvis bowl rolls under. Then you take a breath in through your nose. Exhale. And suddenly you have this diaphragm support system. So everything is about these minute movements by the millimeters, because our system doesn't need to have a 5-inch movement. It needs sometimes to just be a millimeter of movement.
Well, that's really fascinating that the body, as you say, reorganizes, and that it can be accomplished by, as you say, minute movements that you can do at your chair or basically anywhere, huh?
Absolutely. We can do them at a stop sign. I think, you know, we need to be able to find the little tiny things that we can do throughout our day, because we do yoga, we do whatever, we take that time, and then it's all, you go off and you do all your chores.
Right.
This is something that while you're sitting and you're just sitting there going, okay, I'm at the grocery store, I'm holding onto the cart, I can now kind of pull my heels a little bit together, go in, I can now take a breath, I can roll my shoulders one at a time. Shoulders are round, they're circles. They cannot be pulled straight back. So if you pull your shoulders up towards your ears a little bit and then pull them back and let them roll down and out, and as they come down, your hands, which are probably face down, will kind of feel like they should turn up. But we don't think about letting them. We just think, no, I've got to always be face down. So my hands always have to be down so I can be on the computer. And so when you let the hands be palm up, so take one shoulder up towards your ear, pull it back. And as it comes out, roll your hand over to palm up and kind of lengthen your arm out. There you go. And then slide it back and then up and down and out. You know, it's kind of like that backstroke. Remember when you used to do backstroke? Right. There you go.
Or a good belly dance movement.
Oh, yeah. Not everybody knows belly dancing. I tell people all the time. It's like, find these little tiny things. And every single finger is directly connected to a rotator cuff tendon. So that if you want to have, if you have a sore right at the front of your shoulder, then it's your pointer fingers. You know, I taught preschool, so we have the pointer and, you know, Mr. Right. You know. So just your pointed fingers, the one that you would like turn over. And if it's up toward the top of your shoulder, it'd be toe man, and then it's ring man. And the one that's the most interesting is pinky, because pinky actually goes in and goes underneath your scapula, which is your shoulder blade, and actually opens up the whole front of your body. So if you kind of extend your pinky fingers and turn them over to palm up and keep turning them a little bit, until your shoulders open up, you'll notice that your chest comes forward.
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, I just did that. That's very fun.
I know. It's super cool because most of us are so collapsed in the front and we try to do this thing and push our chest forward, but it actually comes through the little finger movement.
Oh, that is so awesome. Well, we need to take a break here and we'll get back to this. Oh, that was just a neat movement. It's like, don't do this if you're driving right now at a stop sign. Okay. But if you're driving, you know, don't do any of this. But that little movement, you could feel, and I could just feel everything want to lift up in the shoulder. It was amazing. Okay. Well, we will be right back after these short messages.
Healing is something human beings do naturally. If you pay attention, your body will teach you how to care for itself through the practice of chiropractic, cranial therapy, and movement training. Katherine Engelhardt can help you understand the role of your body in your overall well-being. Learn to listen to the wisdom of the self and start your healing journey today. Call Katherine Engelhardt at 206-706-4515 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Engelhardt.
Eye care is more than just getting fashionable eyeglasses. Dr. Furukawa at Optics One is a holistic optometric physician. She specializes in preventative glaucoma and macular degeneration. She offers eye exams, diagnosis and treatment of ocular disease and injury, complete contact lens services, and co-management for laser and cataract surgeries. And yes, you can get the frame to complement your lifestyle as well. Reclaim your vision. Call Optics One at 425-227-8888 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search Optics One.
Organic doesn't need to be out of reach. At the Sleep Store, we offer affordable organic bedding for all budgets. Our experienced staff can help you find the best sleeping environment for your body. Come to our downtown Bellevue store and select from the largest selection of organic mattresses, pillows, and bedding on the east side. To get a healthy night's sleep that doesn't hurt your wallet, call the Sleep Store today at 425-454-8724 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Sleep Store.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Jun Shimizu with AIM Center for Natural Healing, and you are listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
Well, we're back with Nancy Hauer, and she just was explaining this very simple little movement with your pinky finger, and I did it, and you could just feel it. It's like, yeah, your chest lifted up, your arms, but everything relaxed, the shoulder, the hand. It was so simple.
We try to keep it simple, try to keep it easy. We want to believe that everything in the world is complex. The Feldenkrais method takes everything and breaks it down to the simplest statement, the simplest movement, and that can make a change in your whole system. If you stand at the outside of a circle, 360 degrees, right, and look into the center of the circle, and then you move over one step, you look into the center of the circle, you would literally be looking at a different place in the circle. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you went all the way around there, a whole circle, then you would have a 360 degree view of the center of the circle. So, but we don't think that way.
No.
So let's do a really quick thing on breathing.
Okay.
For fun. Okay. So we're all going to just breathe away. Just do what you do. Figure out, do you breathe in with your mouth? Do you breathe out with your mouth? Do you open your nose breathing? Do you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth? What do you do? Okay, so now I'm going to give you a few simple directions. Put your feet on the floor or whatever and kind of pull those heels just a little bit so you'll feel that pelvis feeling. And now just breathe in and out through your nose a few times. And as you're doing this, kind of think about if you had lights in your system, in your body, how many lights can you turn on when you breathe through your nose and out through your nose? And where are the lights? Okay, stop. Now, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth like you're blowing out a birthday candle. And where are the lights now? How many lights can you turn on? And are they different lights than you just had?
Yeah, they're in different places.
Absolutely. Different muscles are involved in that breathing pattern. So one breathing pattern takes one set of muscles. Another breathing pattern uses another set of muscles. So now do nothing for a second. We always take a rest because that's the time when your brain files in the filing system. When you are driving down the Autobahn, your brain is not filing the patterns. When you're sitting for 1 or 2 seconds and you can just take that breath thing, then you can actually put your system into the file. Okay, so now inhale through your nose, exhale, ha.
Oh.
Long and slow.
Oh, totally different place.
Totally different place. So now we're going to do one more.
Okay.
Very gently, I want you to, okay, just open and close your eyes a few times, right?
Okay.
Now, This time I want you to rest your upper eyelashes on your lower eyelashes. Just rest them together. Breathe in through your nose. Exhale. And behind your eyes, I want you to think about looking out at the universe. Looking out into the stars, like you're a kid laying on the grass and you're looking out at the stars. Another breath in. Exhale. H-A, ha. Look a little further into the universe. Let your hands get soft. And ever so slowly, bring your eyelids apart, bring your eyelashes apart and look into the world again.
Ooh, that is so relaxing. How wonderful is that? You know, it's not massage and it's not chiropractic, but it's somewhere in between the effects of like a massage and like you say, get organized, not aligned. But that was very interesting because there was just this sensation of just calm.
Absolutely. And the thing about massage, which I'm a licensed massage therapist for 26 years, and I'm not a chiropractor, but you need somebody to do it for you. Mm-hmm. The Feldenkrais method teaches you to be self-sustainable. You can do these things yourself at any time, whenever you want to, at your own leisure. Like I do that one I just did with you, the breathing thing, when I'm going to sleep. Do you know how long it takes me? Because I do sleep sound or whatever it is, a sleep tracker on my phone.
Right.
Less than my average time to go to sleep is 4 minutes.
Wow. Oh, boy. I bet the people listening who have sleep problems would love to hear about this and know about this. Well, it will be on the website. So is Feldenkrais painful at all? I mean, say you've been locked up for, you know, decades. Do you feel pain when the body relaxes or lengthens out?
Well, I don't say relax because I think it's kind of a word that's overused. I just say we kind of reduce our tension, right?
Okay.
So when you're getting a Feldenkrais session, most of the time there's no pain. The next day, sometimes there's a little bit of pain because all of a sudden you're using a whole new set of musculature, et cetera, that you haven't been using because you've been working in a habitual pattern of always doing the same thing, same thing, same thing. So I call it Cinderella and the Stepsisters because Cinderella was always cleaning the hearth, cleaning the hearth. Then she got to be the princess and she got to be like taking it easy. And the stepsisters had to clean the hearth. So it kind of like is about how do we realize that, you know, sometimes after you worked out and you've done all this crazy stuff, you get a little pain. But if you just go back in the next morning, if you go back and kind of repeat those little pieces of the pattern that you remember, and you just keep repeating them, you know, 30 seconds here, 20 seconds there, a minute here throughout the day, pretty soon the pattern will establish, correct?
Yeah.
So, you know, if we do these things and we expect if we do our exercises one time every other day or whatever we do, or you go to PT and you get your exercises and you do them for 6 weeks and never do them again, wonder why you go back to feeling the same way you did prior to all that. But if you train yourself to just constantly do little teeny movements and little teeny things throughout the system, throughout your body, you can do that eye thing. You can do a thing where you take your tongue and paint your teeth to just kind of quiet your jaw down a little bit. You know, you can look down your nose. You can look up without even moving your head. You can just move your eyes.
Wow, that is just fascinating.
Like just take your eyes and look to the left, but don't move your head. And if you pay attention, if you had a bunch of lights on in your neck, right? And now turn, just take your eyes and move them to the right. And now slowly move them to the left. And if you pay attention to your neck, you're going to feel all these different things go on. Look up a little bit. Don't move your head. Just look up. But you can feel everything's working. Everything's moving. Look down like you're going to look down your nose at your sternum. And you can feel all of these little adjustments happening in your neck. So if you have pain in your neck, rather than taking a big, long pull and try to stretch it, when you realize that there's approximately 100 muscles in your neck, so you know they're very tiny. So doing a great big movement when the muscle is less than a quarter of an inch long is kind of a little bit crazy. When you realize that you move within the muscle structure, which would be a quarter of an inch, that would be an eye movement.
Wow. So you can do these at any age, is that right?
Oh, any age. I've worked with babies. I've worked with 95-year-olds. It's like, and the thing is, you do what you can do. Be kind to yourself. Move in the frame of where you go without going to pain. So you might do one movement and go, I'm stuck. Fine, go back. And then do the movement again. And when you get to the stuck part, hang out there. Your whole body, 650 muscles, have to completely adjust.
Wow. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we've managed to talk our way till the next commercials here. So we'll be right back with Nancy and some closing thoughts on Feldenkrais and how it can help you in your life.
What is the easiest way to say you care? Care about our planet, our health, our community, and our future. Support sustainability by supporting our business partners. Let them know that you appreciate their commitment to building a healthy place, both physically and emotionally, for generations to come. Say you found them on the Natural Choice Directory or heard them on the Natural Choice Network radio program.
The Herbalist has been manufacturing herbal medicine since 1984. The company was founded based on the belief that organically grown and wild harvested herbs of the highest quality would have a positive effect on people's health. We offer over 300 natural remedies. Many of the ingredients come from local certified organic farms and sustainable and ethical wild harvesters. We offer herbal extracts, organic bulk herbs, supplements, flower essences, essential oils, an organic smoothie and refreshment bar. To find out more, call 206-523-2600 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, herbalist.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
This is Nina at Nina's Yoga World, and you're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
Well, I like what you have been talking about, that they're very small movements that have such a great impact that you can do them whether you're sitting at your desk or in your car, at cooking even dinner in the kitchen. You can do a couple of those things while you're waiting for something to saute or boil. This is just amazing. So where do we find practitioners? I mean,
go to the Feldenkrais, FeldenKrais.com, and find a practitioner, and all kinds of information about the Feldenkrais method right there. So that's the easiest way. In the Seattle area, there are lots and lots of practitioners. We have a lot of trainings that have happened in this area. So
how can people get a hold of you?
You can go to my website, nancyheller.com, and just send me an email and I will be back in touch with you.
Okay. And thank you so much for being with us today. We've actually ran out of time here. And you can keyword Nancy Heller and Feldenkrais at naturalchoice.net to find her contact information along with an archive of today's show. You can also find hundreds of other great and valuable information to help you make the best choices for you, your family, your community. So be sure to check it out. And thank you again for joining me, Nancy. This has been wonderful.
Thank you for having me. It's been so fun.
It is fun. And I learned so much in what you taught us. And a big thanks to our listeners for choosing to join us too. And as you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively our experiences create our community. So online, on print, or on air, thank you for making the natural choice.